Reading in Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15. After they held their peace, that's 13th verse, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon hath declared how that God did at first visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. Amen. I'd like to ask the Holy Ghost a question this morning. Holy Ghost, why are you here? Because you see, that's what he's talking about when the Spirit fell on the Gentiles. God opened the door of faith and grace to the Gentiles. And that's how God visited them. He visited them by the Holy Spirit. Praise God from heaven. Amen. Let's ask the Holy Ghost a question. Why are you here, Holy Ghost? Let's all ask it together. Why are you here, Holy Ghost? Amen. And then let's let James answer that question. The last half a dozen words of the 14th chapter. The answer of the Holy Ghost, because the word is written by the Spirit, to take out of them a people for his name. Amen. Why are you here, Holy Spirit of God, third person of the Trinity? He would answer to you this morning, I'm here to take you out. Think about that for a while. I'm here to take you out. Why are you here? Two angels who came suddenly appeared at Lot's door in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. And Lot's wife began to scurry around and get nice things fixed for these two handsome strangers. Amen. That have knocked on their door. Amen. And finally, when they get down to the business at hand, they tell Lot, we're not here to have a party. We're here to take you out. Amen. Glory to God. We're here to take you out. Listen to the words of the angels in the 19th chapter of Genesis. Amen. He said, And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? And whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. I preached last night about the Rechabites. Amen. We don't know exactly what they were, but I know one thing, it worked. Because God said, in the 35th chapter of Jeremiah, he'll not want a man to stand before me forever. Amen. Why did God command the people to live in tents and not have any vineyards and not have any seed and live that kind of lifestyle, not build any houses? Let me present to you a little more as we, amen, just touch on that a little bit this morning, very briefly. Amen. It's not very hard to leave if you haven't got anything. Huh? Amen. Another thing, God might have warned Jonadab, amen, his father, in a previous time that there's going to be a terrible time of conflict in this country. And you're going to have to travel light in order to survive. Amen. If they had had houses and lands, they couldn't have made their escape into the walls of Jerusalem. Amen. And the ministry of Jeremiah. Listen, folks. Jeremiah guaranteed those that would listen to him survival. Wilson and Jeremiah survived. Those that didn't. That's another good reason why the Rechabites couldn't have a house, couldn't have no seed. Everything's heavy when it comes time to move. Everything's harder to leave when it comes time to move. Amen. Don't get your feet poured in the concrete of this world. It's hard to leave it. Amen. Let me present one more thing about the Rechabites. Amen. They were either the forerunners of the gypsies or the forerunners of the people that live by faith and trust God. They're still around. Amen. God calls them every once in a while to leave all and follow Him. Amen. God said, they may not look like they're contributing much to society, but they shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Amen. Praise God. Somewhere, Jonadab's daddy got the right revelation. Praise God. I'll tell you what I think it was. I think they knew they were moving. And we need to know that this morning. We need to know that we didn't come to stay. Amen. And the Holy Ghost didn't come to help us to have a party and enjoy the world. Amen. Yeah. Why are you here, Moses? Amen. I'm not here to help you enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. I done made my choice. I made up my mind to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. We just had the world has had its greatest of all time funeral. They have attended the demise of a strumpet with such fanfare as this world has ever known. Because that's what she was. Amen. She was a strumpet. Amen. But the world has sank so low that they idolize wickedness. They idolize evil. Amen. Elton John, a proclaimed gay, amen, sang the memorial to her funeral, a song written for Marilyn Monroe, another sex symbol, who was decapitated as her chauffeur-driven car drove under the back end of a truck. Amen. Incidentally, both of them, amen, are dead. Amen. A little boy fell in love with a kitty that wandered into the yard and he loved it so much. But then one day the little kitty cat ran over and because he loved it so much, the mother had to figure out how in the world to tell him to break the news to him that his kitty cat was dead. And so when he comes home, he's standing there and she said, darling, said, God took your kitty cat to heaven. It got killed. He stood there and thought for a moment. He said, what in the world does God want with a dead cat? Amen. God ain't got no dead cats, folks. He has living men and women. Amen. None of his crowd died. None of these folks that travel this narrow road, this straight and narrow path, shall see death. Praise God. Ah, yes, they shall be taken out, for the Holy Ghost has come to take us by the hand. Amen. Your mother's prayers may be as persistent as the angels. Amen. Four verses pass and Lot tarries. And the angels in the 16th verse said, and while he, Lot, lingered, hesitated, the men laid hold upon his hand. It consistently calls these fellows men. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah thought they were men. They didn't look any different than the preachers that preach you the gospel. They were men. Amen. The men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters and started leading them out. Holding their hands, half dragging them, leading them out. And they got them outside the city and the angel said, don't look back in Lot's wife. Look back and froze. And that salt pillar was there until the day that Moses wrote the book of Genesis. Amen. 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 Why are you here, Moses? I'm not here to help you to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Why are you here, Holy Ghost? I'm not here to help you have a party in this world. I'm here to comfort you while you leave it. Because the Holy Ghost knows it's tough to turn your back on everything and everybody and follow God. Tough decision. That's why so many go back. That's why we have so many casualties in church. That's why there's so many falling away today. They don't want to make a tough decision. They're tired of it. They want a Holy Ghost that'll help them have all of this and Jesus too. Many one time millennium coming of Christ preachers, amen, are teaching that the kingdom's just going to get better and better now. And we're going to evolve into the kingdom of God. No, no, no. Amen. The Holy Ghost didn't come to make things better and better and better until we evolve in the kingdom of God. Until we, by politics, change the society around us. Amen. No, you'll not even change society around you very long with your vote, whether yes or no. Amen. We're going out. Things are in such bad shape in this world, amen, that God's going to burn it. And just before he does, he's going to take some people out. Hallelujah. And oh, praise God. The Holy Ghost is here to comfort us while we suffer affliction with the people of God. Hated of all men for his name's sake. The Holy Ghost is here to comfort us while the world hates us and looks with disdain upon the church. Praise God. Oh, it's a narrow escape. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. But there's a voice behind us saying, come here. Come away from the crowd. Come away from the multitude. It's going down in fire. It's going to burn. Amen. Three firemen in Cincinnati last week. One of them jumped out of a window three stories high and had to be taken to the hospital because the room they went into was so hot it was ready to all explode into flame at one time, which is what it did. Amen. Three firemen had to escape. They got the little child. Little girl, as I remember, it may stand to be corrected. Amen. But they had burns upon them. Why did those three men go up there? Because they knew that that room was getting hot. And that little child needed somebody to save them. And they would just barely make it out. Almost didn't. Amen. Now you got to be in pretty good shape to jump out of a three-story window and survive. And that fireman was in pretty good shape. only to have just a few dislocated joints. Amen. Wind up in the hospital. Ask Pete what it's like to fall off the eave of a building. How high was you, Pete? 30 feet. That's three stories, ain't it? Amen. 30 feet from where he fell. Amen. But boy, it's better to hit the ground and take your chances than to be caught in exploding inferno in the room. Amen. God has burst in on our privacy. God has burst in on our fun. God has burst in on our good times. Amen. To take us out. Oh, if in Beverly Hills they'd have had some guide to show to everybody, a few people at least, amen, the escape, the narrow door, the way out. But most of them didn't find it. Most of them didn't heed the quiet warning of the servant, the help, the worker that told him there's a fire. Amen. They were having too good a time to pay too much attention to a fire warning. And the world is having too good a time to pay too much attention to a hell fire and brimstone preacher that says, hey, if you listen to me, I'll show you the narrow escape. Amen. We use the word church very loosely this morning. But do you know what the word church means? Really? The word church means, let me put it in Arkansas language, a bunch of people called out. A bunch of called out ones. You can't even be of the world and be of the church at the same time. You've already relinquished your place in the church when you love the world and the things in the world. Because you're no longer out, you're in. When the world counts you in, don't consider yourself successful. The Bible said, beware when all men speak well of you. Marvel not if the world hates you, because it hated me before it hated you. Amen. Why did Jesus come? He come to take them out. Hey, but he couldn't do enough, just one man. He said, it's expedient for you that I go away. And if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. Why did he say that? He said, if I don't go away, there won't be enough people escape, because there's only so many I can talk to at one time. But I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I'm going to visit the Gentiles as well as the Jew. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you the way out. Praise God. I'm going to help you become a member of that sanctified few. That church of the called out. Ooh, that's different than the world. That's going a different direction than the world. Raise your hands and praise God that you're one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. All glory to His name. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. Are you glad? You're one of the called out. Yes. Though these people may not learned be, not boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost through faith in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide. They're telling now both far and wide. If you're not trying to tell it and supporting those that are telling it, you're not out. You're not out. You don't even fear the flames for yourself or nobody else. Those men that went into that room hazarded their lives to save that little child. Amen. They were firefighters. They were out to save lives. Amen. Did you know in this very chapter, amen, they gave Paul and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship and, amen, turned them loose, praise God, that had, they said in their own words, they have hazarded their lives. Why did Paul and Barnabas hazard their lives? Same 15th chapter of Acts. Why did they hazard their life? For the same reason we ought to. They saw the fire. They saw the flames. They knew how important it was to rescue people. And so they hazarded their lives for Christ. Praise God. My. Glory to God. Church, called out ones, why are you here? To call somebody else out. Why didn't God rapture us out of the altar? So we could witness. So we could win some souls. Why, this morning it's hard to get church people to be faithful themselves. Much less reach anybody else for God. Church people are so wrapped up in the world and so enjoying it down here, they can't hardly be faithful to church. And sometimes you wonder which crowd they're running with anyhow. The called out ones or the in crowd. The Broadway. We need to get our priorities straight. Amen. And aid others in their escape. That's why God left us here. Amen. If we found the escape route, if we found the narrow door, He'd say, come here. I got to show you something. God showed it to me. Amen. This place is about to burst into flame. This thing's going up in smoke. It's about to blow up. It's going to blow sky high. Amen. And I found the escape. A good friend of mine came by and he said something whispered to him, to his heart, and told him. And now here I am with flesh and blood. Amen. I'm telling you, there is an escape route. Praise God. And folks, if you're really out and you really found it, you're going to be telling others about that secret door that the world don't even want to hear about. Amen. When Hitler began his extermination, as he get a song, his methodic extermination and experimented with ways to exterminate, he bulldozed out big silos in the ground and marched Jews into those silos. Amen. And machine gunned them, and while they were still kicking, bulldozers pushed dirt over them, and they watched the ground writhe as they died. Miraculously, a woman clambered out from under the bodies of her friends and townspeople with a flesh wound in the arm. She made it out, stained with blood and ragged. She made it back home with the help of some farmers. She enlisted the aid of a doctor in town. Amen. And she began to go from door to door. They said, don't tell me our families are dead and we'll never see them again. Don't tell me. No, they've gone. They've been relocated, but they're not. No, I saw it. I was there. I clamored, see my wounds. Amen. And pretty soon her and the doctor both had to cease their efforts because none of their fellow Jews but what refused except a scant few to believe them. They told him, said, don't take that road to the right. Take that one to the left. Amen. There was a few that went to the left at the forks of the road. Amen. One of those extermination camps with the Ukrainian guards manning the towers. The Jews said, somebody's got to get out of here and go warn our people. Whatever they do, resist. Don't come here. Don't come here. And so when they was unloading the cars, and they loaded the Jews' clothes back in the cars, and the Jews that ran the concentration camp had a fellow that they had chosen. And he jumped in the car, and the Jews closed the door on a carload of clothes and told the German guard, this one's ready to lock. He locked the door, and the train pulled out. Choking. As soon as the train got away out in the countryside, he clambered out from under the rags of his fellow Jews, the clothes. He opened the door and leaped out. It just laid down by a clear springing brook and drank in the smell of fresh air, because the concentration camp reeked of dead human flesh and the stink of burning bodies. And then he made his way back to Warsaw. There he found the underground that was fighting. And he told them to resist. He went from house to house and door to door and told them to resist. Don't cooperate with the German anyway, even if you die. Your loved ones have been exterminated in the carbon monoxide chambers. You'll never see them again. Don't tell us, they said. We'll never see it again. Oh, the world says, I'm going to see Princess die. You don't want to go where she's at. Amen. Little girl said, I want to be like her. You don't be like her. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. They said, don't tell us our loved ones went to hell. Don't tell us that they've perished. I don't believe you. Choking sent a message back in the next train load. It's no use. They won't believe me. You're going to have to escape. And so the Jews planned an escape. They threw gold at the feet of the towers at the appointed time, and the Ukrainians that loved gold and hated Jews came down the tower to pick up the gold. They'd already commandeered weapons, and amen, had a tank, and they broke through the barbed wire enclosure. And as the machine guns roared and thousands died, 600 Jews escaped, many of which still live to this day. And this morning, this church has one purpose for being here, to help you and each other to escape. We need to help each other. We need to watch each other. We need to admonish each other. We need to exhort one another, because we've got to keep each other reminded to pray, reminded that the place is about to blow. And the Holy Ghost is not here for a party. He's here to take us out. Stand with me this morning, Father. Challenge our hearts, Lord God, with these broken remarks. Let somebody get the message to leave this old world behind and say a final farewell to the hog pen, and make their escape and take as many as possible with us. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we sing, we invite you to God's altar this morning to draw nigh to God, that He may draw nigh to you.